fearing that, you know, it may not last more than 6 months like Tim Cleary. But certainly when Tim Cleary decided to sack Christy Fulton from the club's commercial department, that, of course, led to the blow-up between Cleary and Fulton.
Yes.
And, you know, Bob Fulton's an immortal, very influential at Manly, and you'd think that there's always only going to be one winner, and that was going to be Bozo.
That's right, and that's the way it's played out. Any other news around?
Yeah, no, just got an inkling you might find Benny Barber being poached by Catalan. He might stay in France. There's not a lot of interest out here, given his checkered history. The NRL has put a $600,000 figure on Barber. With that, you're going to get a little bit of trouble. We all know that with Benny Barber. So I'm hearing that he may, in fact, stay over in France and perhaps bob up at Catalan.
Yeah, OK, that'd work. Good on you, Dino. Have a good Mother's Day, mate.
Thanks, and happy birthday to happy Mother's Day, right, to my father, Peggy, and I love her dearly.
Good on you, Dino.
Good on you, Dino. Have a good day, mate. 1353 53 is the open line number. G'day, boys. Well done. You've managed to work today's talk topic into that tragedy you call a quiz. Cheers. Dave from Wattlegrove. Yeah, thanks, Dave. Do appreciate
thanks
that.
Thanks for the disaster, Dave. Thankfully.
Steve Edge is our legend of the game. It's coming up next on the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
Single parents will have to prove they are not in a relationship if they want to continue to receive the higher payments. The Department of Human Services estimates up to 15,000 people in romantic relationships were incorrectly receiving the extra $264.50 a fortnight single pension. People should only be receiving the payment to which they are entitled, Social Services Minister Christian Porter said. A 39-year-old Brisbane woman has been remanded in custody after a stabbing spree which has left one man dead and four others injured. Natasha Mielke faced Brisbane Magistrates Court last night, having been arrested following the series of knife attacks in the city's inner west on Friday. The court heard the accused was homeless, suffered mental health problems and needed psychiatric assessment. Children as young as 11 should be considered for weight loss surgery because conservative diet and exercise interventions don't work for the severely obese, Australian physicians have been told. Brisbane-based surgeon Dr. George Hopkins says desperate parents are screaming out for surgical intervention, yet the Australian hospital system is unequipped to meet their need. Speaking at the Australian New Zealand College of Anaesthetists annual scientific meeting in Brisbane, he implored his colleagues to start a conversation on the controversial issue. One in four Australian children between 2 and 17 are either overweight or obese. Relatedly, new figures show kids under the age of 12 now spend more than 16 hours per week in front of a screen, with nearly 1 in 10 spending 5 or more hours plugged in each day. Dr. Karen Martin from the School of Population and Global Health says we need to get our kids off their screens and into the backyard.
We're finding that Australian children are spending almost twice as long on screens as they do playing outside, which is quite concerning. We also know 3/4 of parents want to raise their children with a back garden in order to limit screen time.
The yodeling rappers Ed Sheeran Wannabes and Epic Sax Guy and, of course, Australia's Isaiah and Anya have all performed their Eurovision songs in the grand final of the Global Song Contest. Australians around the world breathed a sigh of relief as 17-year-old Isaiah Firebrace from Moama in the New South Wales Riverina hit the high note that eluded him in the first semi-final while singing his pop ballad Don't Come Easy. Another note-perfect performance came from Sydney girl Anya Nissen, who represented her parents' birth country, Denmark. A pub in Fitzroy in Melbourne's inner north had to be evacuated in the early hours of this morning after a substance was released onto the dance floor. Officers were at the Perseverance Hotel on Brunswick Street already responding to reports of an assault when it's believed a woman discharged a can of personal protection spray after being harassed by two men. Senior Sergeant Steve Bills told the ABC about 10 people were treated by paramedics. One woman was taken to hospital.
Anything where you sort of feel like you can't breathe or you're struggling to breathe a bit is always a bit scary.
Around 40 patrons and staff were evacuated. Also in news, a detainee has died while being held in a Canberra prison. ACT Corrections Minister Shane Rattenbury confirmed the death of the 29-year-old. An inquest will be held. This is AIR News. Shane Bennett has not only accused Daly Cherry Evans of diving, he fears the act will now become rife in the NRL. The Brisbane coach said he would seek a please explain from referees boss Tony Archer after their 24-14 NRL win over Manly last night. Bennett was not impressed after the Broncos were denied a 79th minute try when the bunker deemed Sam Thaiday had obstructed Cherry Evans in the lead-up. You can't just get tapped like he did and fall over backwards. It was obviously deliberate, Bennett said. Last round, West Tigers coach Ivan Cleary accused Cronulla skipper Paul Gallen of diving. An ANZ Championship winner with Melbourne in 2014, Karen Bailey is convinced her former side will take the inaugural Super Netball crown. The Vixen's all-time record shooter left Melbourne in the summer after a knee injury curtailed her 2016 season, moving to the Adelaide Thunderbirds, where she has endured a frustrating campaign with the bottom side. While her own season has been disappointing, Bailey has been pleased to see her former side on top of the standings and backs them to continue their form into the finals. Greater Western Sydney gun forward Jeremy Cameron has taken his game to another level this year, according to coach Leon Cameron. Cameron booted 6 goals in the Giants' 3-point win over Collingwood yesterday. The quality was as impressive as the quantity. The 24-year-old crashed packs with reckless abandon, out-muscled opponents and converted almost all of his chances in the 15-12-102 to 15-9-99 win. Australian Independent Radio News.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you'll have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Cabernet Sauvignon. By De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
Only Foxtel brings you more recent movie releases from the major studios with over 1,200 of the hottest movies to watch on demand anytime and ad break free with new movies added every week. We've got delays to the airport. It's bumper to bumper on Marsh Street and Airport Drive right now as you approach International Terminal, and slow going on the M5 East through Bardwell Park and Arncliff as well. In the city, road closures and special event clearways around the CBD for the Mother's Day fun run, and in Parramatta, look out for roadworks on the M4 between Pitt Street and Church Street. Eastbound traffic is affected. Hurry into snooze, cause it's upsize time. Buy a selected king, queen or double mattress and you only pay the price of a single. Hurry, on now. It's amazing what a little snooze can do. I'm Solomon Gates, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Cloudy, areas of fog early this morning, mainly in the west. They keep saying, Jimmy, a high percentage chance, 70%. In one box and 80% in the other.
They're on holiday, so
chance of rain.
But look, you know what it is? Special occasions, Mother's Day. They just phone
it
in.
Why would they do it?
They just phone it in.
Why do they put rain in there for Mother's Day?
Well, it's their job. If it's going to rain.
Let's hope it doesn't rain anyway. But its chances are it probably will. 4 to 15 mils. However, we're heading for a top temperature of 21 degrees in Sydney today, so that's pretty good. Mm. Jim, what about at Queenscliff and down at Queanbeyan?
Oh, well done, Raymond. Queenscliff, currently 17 degrees, the current temperature of Queenscliff, and it's going to get to 18 degrees, so you're just about there. And down in Queanbeyan, of course, the big race meeting down there. Morning to the captain, the People's Publican.
And Frank and Joe Cleary.
Frank and Joe Cleary. Morning fog, shower or two, and maximum temperature of 15 degrees.
May is 5% extra discount month at astivita.com.au. That's a further 5% off the already discounted prices of up to 70% off on wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware, vanities, toilet suites, basins, baths and fridges. 2-year warranty, over 50 service locations with free delivery to most areas. This May, use the code RADIO for your extra 5% discount at astivita.com.au.
Run into Penrith Mazda for an amazing end-of-financial-year deal on a new Mazda. Penrith Mazda has over 300 new cars in stock and over 50 utes on display in our Mazda Youth Centre, which means at Penrith Mazda, you get the best selection and the best prices on a new Mazda. So come in and see the Mazda specialist. But hurry in before our amazing run-out deals run out. Penrith Mazda, 2016 Mazda Master Dealer. Family-owned and operated. Mulgoa Road, Penrith, just off the M4. MD18808.
No one loves soccer more than TAB. We love the big tackles, the biggest celebration, and of course we love the heart-stopping goals. And we even love the ref.
Oh, come on, ref!
Well, most of the time. Yet our love for soccer is in a league of its own, just like our great soccer offers. Check out our great end-of-season soccer offers on your TAB app at tab.com.au or at your local. TAB, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Become the most prolific goal kicker in Premiership history, Cameron Smith, and he sends it over, and this wonderful
Blossom's first play. They're heading top gear now. Fox Play and Dixie Blossomed. Zambar with the last shot. Fox Play hits the lead from the fast finishing Zambar, and Fox Play takes it out.
On Sky Sports Radio, welcome to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
Brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres. At Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Welcome back. Final hour of the program. Hope you're enjoying your start to Mother's Day in 2017. 13:53:53 is the open line number. Big hour coming up, Raymond. Steve Edge. Just keeping everyone happy in the Thomas household on this special day because... You know, Tanya's a big Parramatta Eels fan, so Steve Edge satisfies that, captain of the first ever team to win the premiership. And, of course, you're the Dragons fan, slash Penrith, slash GWS, slash Carlton.
I was there in 77 for the grand final.
You were there, that's right, when Steve Edge captained the Dragons to win. So keeping everyone happy in the Thomas household there. We've got Trent Lanscow. Wonder whether he's been home yet. He'll give us an update from tab.com.au. We'll get a sports update from Tanya. Nathan Peets, tough hooker.
Good player.
They reckon he's third in line for the New South Wales job. We'll see whether Laurie Daly's been in contact at all. Yeah, he'd do a job for you. Scotty Foster will be along for a Steve Foster and Sons update. And also, we'll take your calls on 13:53:53. Our talkback topic, comebacks. Mm-hmm. Given the fact that yesterday in the National Rugby League we had three outstanding games and three outstanding comebacks. Great comebacks. Kingston Town can't win.
One of the great calls, wasn't it?
So there you go. Kingston Town could win. 82, was it?
82.
80, 81, 82.
Ran down Grosvenor late.
Okay.
Amazing.
There you go. Who was on board?
That was Peacock.
Peacock.
81 was R. Quinton. And Miracle got his Cox plate in 1980. So.
Suspended for the other two.
He was.
There you go. So, yeah, bit of a theme there for Malcolm's career. 13:53:53 is the open line number. Time now to speak to our legend of the game. And it's one of these segments that we really enjoy. Mm. And I'll tell you what, this guy... When you look back at his career, and specifically times in his career, there was, you know, he was a trailblazer.
He's created some firsts.
Absolutely. So he captained his team, the local team, the Dragons, to premiership victory in 1977, and then he went and captained the Parramatta Eels to their first ever grand final victory back in 1981. I'm talking about Steve Edge, and he's been good enough to join us on the line. G'day, Steve.
G'day, guys. Nice to hear from you. Good to be on, and it's funny you should mention Miracle, the most suspended jockey of all time. unbelievable.
And he loves
such and now they put him in as in charge of all the apprentices. How good's that?
And he tells them all the time.
Do what I say, not what I do.
Exactly right.
Well, he knows all the tricks that I do know. He's a champion.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Hey, Steve, we want to speak specifically about the 1977 Grand Final and the 1981 Grand Final. The 77 one was remarkable for many reasons. Not least because it was the first drawn grand final. Jeff Greenwood, in his book Australia's Rugby League Greatest Games, noted it was the game of the century. Mm. It's a fair while ago now, 40 years ago. What are your memories of September 17 of 1977?
I didn't have many. I was only three.
Of course.
Mate, it was unbelievable. I mean, having grown up as a Dragons junior and stuff like that, you just, you just dream of things like that. You dream of running onto the cricket ground once, you know, and having also grown up in that 11 premierships in a row and stuff like that, you need to pinch yourself to think that you're actually there. And, we had a great side of young guys and a lot of
Bath
played
Bays,
together. Sorry?
Bath's Babes back then.
Bath's Babes, yeah. What they call it. Yeah. And we had a lot of young guys, and a lot of us have played together, and we were a very, very close-knit side. And I'm sure that certainly helps in your footy when, you always be going to different people's houses for dinner and all together. And, you know, so we were rock solid, and that certainly... That certainly assisted in the big games, you know, like to be able to go through, because, you You know, you get your competition out of the way, and then you're into the finals. And that's totally different footy. And it was awesome. And certainly, I think it with the replay. That was also something that was just totally bizarre, because I remember when it was drawn, the drawn grand final.
What was the feeling like when you walked off that day, Steve? It's 9-all. It never happened before. Never been a draw. Yeah.
Absolutely none.
Yeah.
It was just a numbness all over. And not only us, but I remember looking at Ray Higgs, and he was exactly the same. We shook hands, and I remember asking, I said, "Wait, what happens now?" He said, "Gary Cook." I said, "What happens now?" He said, "Well, you'll be back next week, I think."
So what did Harry Barr say to you during the week, your first training session after the drawn grand final, and you got to get back up for the next one?
Yeah, well, what happened was I think we handled it really, really well, the young guys. The first thing, I know Billy Smith was, he was sort of... still around and a great mentor to all of us, and I remember him sort of saying, well, at the end of the day, that's that type of thing happens, so you just got to do it again. And then Jimmy Grant, who was the director of the club and a great mate with all of us, he said, okay, well, tomorrow morning, he said, you're all going to come into my place. We're going to have a great big barbecue and bit of bonding and stuff like that. All the families, all the kids and everything. And then on Monday, you know, Harry said, on Monday, that's when we get back to work.
Yep.
And then we did, and then we just started again. And as though it was just another normal week, although grand final weeks aren't normal, but, you know, you just try and keep them as normal as you can, doing all the normal stuff that you do.
Mm.
And then we were ready. Mm. And we were pretty cranky because we'd lost Teddy Goodwin in the second half, when he was trying to walking back to take a line dropout and got hammered, and of course losing Marky Shulman, and they were two absolute key players. They were both playing brilliant footy on the day, but so we were ready to go.
Mm. Well, Ted Goodwin scored one of the famous grand final tries in the 9-all draw.
Yeah, I remember telling him what to
out,
do.
Knocked himself out. Yeah, of course he did. Of course
I said, mate, chip overhead and regather and score about an inch before the dead ball line.
But fantastic. Don't knock yourself out.
Yeah, it was fantastic. It really was. It was one of his, just a pleasure to watch. I've actually got a highlights package of Teddy, and he was just amazing. And that was just unbelievable the way he did it.
Mm.
And he loved it. Absolutely loved it.
Yeah, and Stephen, I'm right in saying, so at the end of 80 minutes, you then played an extra 20 minutes, and you had a try disallowed.
Yeah, I was only 15 metres offside. So I was a hero for about, 5 seconds. But, I mean, that game, little things you remember. I remember Ray Higgs yelling out, "They're gone, they're gone, they're gone, they're tired," you know. And I remember I just replied back, I said, "You hear that? You hear what they're saying about us?" And that just gave us a big lift, and everyone just, went to, just went to the reserves, and we finished it pretty, we actually finished the extra 20 minutes, I think, in better shape than what the Parramatta people did.
Yeah.
And we were, a big thing, because we're such underdogs, and I mean that just helps you enormously. And but then again, you sort of have a think of their team that they had. You know, you had so many internationals in it. You know, with Pricey was there, and Gerard, and Johnny Baker, and Fitzy, and
Ronnie
all that
Hilditch
type of stuff,
yeah.
And the old Goody Two Shoes Cronin, he was out there as well. So we're up against a pretty, very, very experienced side. Shovels, Olling, what a great player he was. And,
Steve, you eventually got to hold up the trophy as the winning captain in 77. 4 years later, you're going to do it again, this time with Parramatta. And
Before we go on, I need to say one thing. Otherwise, Stoney will kill me. Robbie Stone's try... where he picked the ball up out of the scrum, and and ran 95 metres.
Long river,
yeah. The scrum was just behind the dead ball line, wasn't it? I picked the ball up, ran 100 metres, but that was good stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, four years later, and I'm in the opposition.
Yeah. And wasn't that a great side, the Parramatta team? And I think we've had Brett Kenny on before, and we've asked him the same question, Steve. There was almost a sense amongst that team that year that something special was building in 81.
Yeah, I mean, it is something very, very special. I mean, like, to win a grand final with the team that you grew up following and you know, spent 9 years at the club and stuff like that. I mean, that's really, really special. And then, you know, to come to Parramatta and to a team who'd never ever won it, and they'd been in the grand finals for so many times, and you know, it was a huge honour to be able to play in that particular side, let alone captain them. And it stays quite strong with me, and you know, it was just fantastic. I remember after we'd won the game, we went back to the Leagues Club. You couldn't get within the Leagues Club, within a kilometre of the Leagues Club, because it was just absolutely packed. Everyone was going absolutely off their bananas, and we were on the back of the Hardy's truck. And oh, mate, it was just unbelievable. And we came in the truck and in the bus, and we were coming past Ronnie Hilditch's house, and his mum and dad lived off Pennant Hills Road, and he came up and he said, "Edgy," he said, "there any chance of dropping into Mum and Dad's before we go to the club?"
Oh,
I said, "Mate, absolutely," you know, because we hopped in there. We were only there for about 5 minutes, but just the look on Ronnie's Mum and Dad's face was just awesome to have the whole team. And if there's ever a bloke who deserved it, it was Ronnie Hilditch. And then, of course, we went back to the club, and it was like the parting of the seas as we went through the crowd. And then we're supposed to go to a dinner, and they said, "No, you're not going to the dinner. You're going straight upstairs because otherwise we're going to have a riot." And then we heard that the Cumberland Oval was being burnt down and all this type of stuff. It was just a bizarre night. And then, of course, those inspirational words from the great Jack Gibson, "Ding dong, the witch is dead," and that's it.
Yeah.
And the place just went berserk. Just an awesome, awesome night.
So, Steve, the question for me is this. There were young, great players coming through for Parramatta, but there were some older heads there, the Prices and the Cronins and the O'Reillys. Mm. Why was Steve Edge asked to captain a side he'd just joined?
Well, mate, that's probably one of the biggest honours of all time when you do go through that. I often think about it. What happened was Jack said that he sent out a list of questions, and evidently you had to answer each of them. One of them was, you know, who do you want to be a captain of the side? And I don't know whether he fixed it or what he did, but my name came up on top. To think that you had guys like Cronin and Pricey and Hilditch and stuff, the calibre of those guys was just wonderful. And and they gave it to me, and you know, I hope I did a good job for them.
What about Jack Gibson? I know Jimmy was coached briefly by him, and Steve, you happened to win 3 premierships with him, but how would you describe Jack Gibson?
Oh, it's he was one of the first mentors, as in a coach. Like, he actually cared about you before, not only as a footballer, but also as a person. And you know, and he'd say, "Okay," you know, you'd be there, and you'd say, "Okay, coach, we're going to do it for you." And he'd say, "No, you do it for yourselves." And that just made you more wanting to do it for him. Mm-hmm. And he was quite amazing. You know, he used to do things for younger kids and stuff like that. Because I went back, my first career at the cricket ground was in 1971, where I didn't actually play in the third grade grand final, but I was on the bench. And I remember Jack came over after we'd got beaten. We had three grades in, and we lost all three grades. South won the 71, you know, with Georgie Piggins raking the ball back, and actually, you know, that's what killed them. But Jack came over, and after we got beaten, he said, OK, everyone keep your gear on, because you're coming across after reserve grade players. You're all coming across. All players go across into the first grade dressing room. And I'm sitting there, I'm about 19, 20, and I'm thinking, you've got to be kidding. I'm going to be in the cricket ground. Then I get over there, and then there's Billy Smith and Graham Langland and Peter Fitzgerald and all these types of things. So that was the type of guy that he was. And we watched that whole grand final in the dressing room as a club, as one club. And with training and stuff like that, he'd have the under 23s or under 21s at the time, and and they couldn't get the training on time for one reason or another. So he'd go and buy him a car, and that was the type of man he was. I mean, one guy, one of the under 23 guys, he stole the car. He's never seen again. But then you'd have other things, like you'd have on the back page, you know, Parramatta team buys car for San Miguel Drug Rehabilitation Centre out there at back of Windsor, and sure we'd all in throw the winning bonus, which is $200 or something, and that came to $2,600, and the car cost $10,000, and of course Jack was the one who put in the other the balance of the money, the other $7,000, and you'd never hear that. You know, it was always the team, and he also knew his football, so he was very good at football and mentally how to help people. I mean, he was the easiest going coach I've ever had. Like, you'd heard all the disciplinarian thing, how tough he was and all that type of stuff. Mate, he was the easiest going coach I've ever had. He'd say, here are the rules, just don't break them, and off you'd go. And you know, little things like if you're late for training, there'd always be a fine or something. He said, unless you can get an excuse, I've never heard it before.
Becoming
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Steve, great to have a chat about your career, about those two special moments for you. We've got rules here, and one of the rules is that we have to play ads. So, unfortunately, we've got to go to those. But we really appreciate you spending some time with us on this Sunday morning. Hope you're having a great Mother's Day, and thanks again.
No worries. I really enjoyed it. It's great to reminisce.
Thanks,
yeah, absolutely.
Thanks so much, Steve.
There he is, Stephen Edge, captain of the Dragons in 1977 as a 25-year-old, and then captained the Parramatta Eels in 81, 82, 83, lost in 84 in the semi-final, and then retired. So great career. Yeah, played in 11 grade grand finals throughout his career. Not all
in
first grade.
He had a bad eye injury too,
did he? Yeah, he did have a bad eye injury. Yeah, that's what forced him into retirement. 1353-53 is the open line number. Great to have him on as our legend of the game. Speaking of legends of the game,
they're on a roll,
I believe we're speaking to Trent Lanscale here from tab.com.au. Good morning, Trent.
Good morning to you, Jimmy and Ray.
Good morning, Trent.
Yeah, this is very exciting, isn't it? Anyway, we'll get to that a little bit later. First, let's go to the National Rugby League. Two games remaining in round 10.
Well, when you said exciting, you were probably speaking about someone else, Jimmy, so that's all right. 2 o'clock this afternoon at McDonald Jones Home Stadium. You've got Newcastle $5, Canberra $1.17. The line is 14.5. Just the favourite options in margin betting. You've got the Raiders 13+, $1.70, and 1-12 at $3.25. And Jordan Rapana is the $6 favourite to score the first try. And then 4 o'clock at Allianz Stadium, the Sydney Roosters, they're $1.50 against Parramatta at $2.60. The line is 5.5. The favourite options just for the margin betting. The Roosters 1-12 at $2.75 and by 13 or more at $3. And in the first try score, pretty open here. You've got Blake Ferguson and Daniel Tupou. They share favouritism at $8. And as always, Semi Radradra is near the top of the betting. He is a $9 chance.
Three games in the AFL. Probably the big one for us, though. Trent, North Melbourne v Sydney.
Well, it's the closest one in terms of the betting rain. It should be a good one. North Melbourne's found form and Sydney broke the duck last week. That's the 4:40 match at Etihad Stadium, and you have North Melbourne $1.75, Sydney $2.10, the Lions 2.5, margin betting really close. You've got the Kangaroos under 39.5, $2.50, the Swans under 39.5 at $2.60, and Lance Franklin is the $6 favourite to kick the first goal. The first of the three matches this afternoon, a 1:10 start at the MCG. Richmond $1.38, Fremantle $3.10, the line's 19.5, You've got the Tigers by under 39.5 points at $2.05. The favourite option there, Jack Revolt, the $6.50 favourite to boot the first goal. And the 3:15 match in Shanghai, there's been so much spoken about it during the week as if the AFL's never headed overseas. It's amazing to think the travel and everything in regards to it. But you've got Gold Coast $3.35, Port Adelaide $1.33, the line's 22.5. The Power under 39.5 points, that's the favourite option there at $2.40. And Gold Coast, Tom Lynch is the $8.50 favourite to kick the first goal.
Expecting a big crowd in Shanghai, are they?
I reckon it'll be about 15,000, Jimmy. But there's so many stories about the travel and all the different permutations to get over there. But yeah, you've got sides in the Asian Champions League like Brisbane, Western Sydney, Adelaide United that they've had the travel. We've had the supercars over there. So I think there's been a lot said about just a couple of sides going over there to play an AFL game, to be honest.
I love the spokesperson for the Gold Coast Suns who came out and said, look, we're really looking forward to going to China. We've instructed all our players not to eat anything from that country. Absolutely. We will not be eating any of your food. Thanks for having us.
A bit like Warnie with the baked bean diet.
That's exactly right. The same.
Indian
exactly
tour.
The same. Yeah. EPL?
There's the three matches tonight, Jimmy. So just at 9 o'clock, Crystal Palace, they're $1.95 at home to Hull City. 11:15 this evening. Liverpool, $1.55, even though they're away to West Ham. And the big one at 1:30, Tottenham host Manchester United. You've got Tottenham $1.70, the draw $3.75, and Manchester United $4.25. The last ever match at White Hart Lane as well. Plenty of other sports. Spanish Formula One Grand Prix, Madrid Masters Final, Dominic Thiem against Rafael Nadal, and game one of the NBA's Western Conference Finals, 5:30 tomorrow morning, the Golden State Warriors and the San Antonio Spurs. So plenty happening as always, and you can check out all the markets at tab.com.au.
Great job, Trent. Outstanding, absolutely. We appreciate that. We'll speak next week. 1353 53 is the open line number. We're going to a break. Then we've got an update with Tanya. We've got Nathan Peets. And we'll take some of your calls on that number, 1353-53.
Sky Sports Radio presents some of the best country racing.
Stampede still in front. Life Bless Audrey, I don't think we'll pick it up, will it? Stampede is in front. The post is looming. Stampede all of the way in the Wagga Gold Cup.
The Wagga Cup Carnival might be over, but this Friday we're back for the testing 2,500-metre marathon. Race morning at 10, catch the tips from John Storrs, followed by all the racing action from Wagga on Sky Sports Radio. There's tough. And there's a new breed of tough. Introducing the new Amarok Core 4x4 from only $42,990 drive away. This impressive workhorse comes with a rigid ladder frame chassis, the largest tray in its class. And now with App Connect and rear view camera, it's a whole new breed of tough. Plus, for a limited time, it comes with free 8-speed auto. Offer ends June 30. Conditions at Volkswagen.com.au.
Harvey Norman's massive clearance outlet is open 7 days. It's the only one in Sydney and it's at Mascot. Full of manufacturer's seconds, ex-display stock, scratch and dent, factory refurbished units and end-of-line run-out models. It's all cheap, cheap, cheap and price to clear. Fridges, washers, TVs, computers, furniture, bedding and flooring. And lots, 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 lots more, lots more. Harvey Norman's clearance outlet, Gardeners Road, Mascot.
Looking at Lee, wanders off the rail, now with 3 legs to make up and a 16th to go. But Always Dreaming is digging down, and Always Dreaming is holding on. Looking at Lee, can't catch Always Dreaming, who's the 143rd winner of the Kentucky Derby.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Mulgoa Road on a Saturday, right?
Yeah, it's pretty bumper to bumper.
I had to go 3 kilometres. It took me about 15 minutes.
I'll show you back way.
Back way?
Yep.
Okay, well, there
just
you go.
Straight there.
There you go. They went straight there last night. It was literally, it was a cracking game of rugby league. You think, it looked like a Holden Cup game, 38-36.
And you just exciting, was it?
Can't believe that the Melbourne Storm were involved in it, but they were, and they were at the wrong end of the ledger in the end. Great courage shown from the Gold Coast Titans, and to be honest, they've shown that a few times throughout the course of this year when they've been under strength.
Yep.
One of their good players was their hooker, Nathan Peets, and he's been good enough to join us on the line. G'day, Nathan.
How you on, boys? How are you?
Yeah, morning, really Nathan. Well. What about that game? I mean, you got your tip sheets and you think about what might be, but I don't think anyone could have seen 38-36.
Yeah, it was a different different game. Like you said, it reminded me of the 20s days when I was playing. So, obviously, yeah, both teams would be disappointed with the defence letting that many, you know, points in. But, yeah, in saying that, we've constantly, you know, going back and forth all game. And then we got to a 10-point lead. And, you know, it was 28-18. I felt as though we should have ran away with it. And we let it back in. And then, yeah, when we were down by 8, it was about 7 minutes to go. But we got the ball back off the kickoff, and then we scored, and then we ended up scoring again. So you know, credit to our boys, we always find a way to keep competing, and that, you know, that's been, you know, since I've got up here last year, that's what I've really noticed about the Titans. They are, you know, we dig in deep and we have a crack for the, you know, the whole 80 minutes.
And they sure did last night. Nathan, what do the players say amongst themselves when you got to that period, 8-7 minutes to go, you're 8 points down, you're down to one fit man on the bench, Jared Haynes just walked off. Where did you find the will and the way to win?
It's a funny one. So we were down 34-28, and Smith was going for goal, and we said, all right, if he misses, we'll go long, and, you know, we're only 6 points down, we'll try and, you know, grind away, try and, you know, grind him away, and if he gets it, there'll be an 8-point buffer, so we'll go for the short kickoff, and he ended up getting it, so that's why we went for the short kick, and we got it back, and it ended up working out well, so...
Yes, the belief was still there, Nathan, the belief was still there.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yep. Yeah, we know, I think we're like the second highest point scoring team this year. More letting tries in, but you know, our team, you know, got a lot of attack and flair, and we know we can score points, so we weren't too nervous at that stage. But obviously, when you kick the goal to make it 8 points, you know, with Melbourne the way they are, I think we're a bit of strife here. But if we can get the ball back, and you know, luckily, yeah, Cameron Smith kicked that goal and made us go short, and we end up getting back.
Well, that's great clarity of thought too, knowing exactly what you're going to do when you, depending on the kick too. I want to talk about your kick, your try assist. I know Cameron Smith was blowing up after it to the referee. I don't know whether you saw that, but it looked like you got in a little bit of obstruction trouble and thought, righto, well, the gap's open up there, I'll just kick it. Is that the way it played out for you?
Yeah, I was going to hit, we had the crash play, like a face ball crash play at the post, and the defence come up. So obviously, yeah, I've seen the opportunity to put a kick through, but, you know, the kick's only as good as the chase, I guess, and, yeah, Connie Harrell done a good job there. So I didn't think anyone was impeded. You know, I went to pass it, and then, you know, our runners are getting way of Melbourne, and the gap opened up. So, obviously, yeah, but Connie done well to get that try there.
Mm. Nathan, the Titans are 4-6 now. You've had a horrendous injury list in the first 10 rounds, but the team's in contention. So, back half of the season, there must be a fair bit of confidence amongst the group that you can make a real charge at the top eight and the finals.
Yeah, well, exactly. You know, we've won 3 in a row now. We've obviously got a tough one against Manly this week, but then we're at the bye the week after. So, it's just a massive game for us. And, you know, 4 weeks ago, we lost the Broncos on the siren, you know what I mean? Like, we pretty much had that game wrapped up. We'd done everything right, and, you know, Matt Gillette got that charge down, you know, 2 minutes to go. So, you know, potentially we could be at 4 in a row heading into this game. Yeah. But, and then, you know, a lot of teams look back at their season and go, oh, if we should have won that game, you know, we might have made it. But we've already had 3 or 4 of those games this year, and it's only round 9. Like, you know, we lost to Newcastle round 2. We had a lot of injuries, but we should have won that. And, you know, we were leading the Warriors by 6 with about 5 minutes to go in New Zealand and lost that. So, there's been a couple of games already where, and then obviously the Broncos won. So, you know, credit to the boys. You know, obviously I missed the first few weeks there, but you know, the Titans, they just keep showing up and they keep turning up and having a crack. But your last night was obviously important for us. We were obviously disappointed with how many points we let in, but it was a happy, you know, dressing shed because we knew how important that win was.
What are the things that Neil Henry says to you about feedback on your game, Nathan? Just out of interest, your name's been thrown up from an Origin point of view. You know, does he talk to you about specific things? I want you to do this many tackles. I want you to do this many runs. How does he transfer that into getting better performances out of you in particular?
Nah, not really. He's a pretty good king, you know. He lets me, you know, sort of do my own thing. And, you know, I work with Hodjo, our assistant coach from the Broncos now, and he's the defensive coach. So, you know, I do a bit of one-on-one stuff with him. And, it sort of just comes along. You know, get me commas back, you know. Smith taught me a lesson last night. We watched a video on him all week about kicking from his left foot. So I've seen him at dummy half, and he was looking down the sideline and said, I'm going to get him here. So I rushed out and whacked him, and he passed it, and they've hit the inside ball, and they've gone through and scored. So
yeah.
Sometimes I'm too competitive for my own good, and I sort of go overboard sometimes. But, that's just my nature. Yeah, I just sort of set an opportunity to try and get in there, and then he made me look a bit silly. But that's always a learning curve, I guess. But, yeah, the coaches and staff, you know, they're pretty good up here. They're pretty great. They know what I do for the team, and I just sort of try and go about that, do as much, you know, the 1% as I can for the boys.
Lots of talk around what's happened in the rugby league over the last 8 days with Kevin Proctor and Jesse Bromwich. How did it impact? Well, did it impact on the team? Certainly didn't seem to affect your performance with Kevin.
Yeah, it's obviously disappointing what happened, and you know, losing a player like him, you know, international, he's won, you know, competitions before, so you need that type of player in the squad, and obviously he's going to be missing for another three games. But you know, credit to the boys, they stepped up. You know, McQueen would have the right edge and done a pretty good job there, played the 80. So you know, obviously we lost another three players last night during the game, but I think Haynes will be alright. The other two aren't looking too well, so. Yeah, it's obviously a disappointing time to have KP, you know, playing, but saying that, he's a good friend of mine already. I really got along with him really well, and I'll back him up 100%. Obviously, he knows he's done wrong, but, you know, he's disappointed for the boys, but, you know, be back in a couple of weeks, and hopefully we can move on from it.
Yeah, Nathan, a couple of players, I don't want to single any out, but a couple of players have had super seasons. Ryan James has been terrific all season for you, and Tyrone Roberts, his form's gone to a new level this season.
Fullback.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, he's just filling anywhere at the moment. He's playing a bit of hook. He's played a bit of hooker, fullback, half. So he's a bit of a versatile player for us. And he's yeah, he's that typical Aboriginal style footy. You know, he just plays off the calf and plays where he sees the frame. Sort of similar to Cody Walker at the moment. Souths, he's going real well too. And I think it's only benefited us. And yeah, sometimes he jumps in a hooker at train. I tell him to beat it, get out of me spot. But you know, you never know these days. Sometimes you need, you know, that utility factor. And, yeah, that's the reason why Jared Haynes playing centre, because we can't leave him out of the 17, you know what I mean? Ash had a great year last year, and obviously Kane Elge is a quality player too, but you know, obviously the coach and staff realised that Tyrone's too good to be on the bench, so that's why we found Haynes on the left edge.
Yeah, it's been fantastic and appropriate. I guess he's bringing it to the fore in round 10 of the National Rugby League, which is Indigenous round, which has been a great celebration of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander contribution to the game. Nathan, great to have you on the program. Congratulations on that outstanding win yesterday. Well done with your own form and good luck for the remainder of the season.
No worries. Thanks, boys.
Thanks.
Have a
good
day. There he is, Nathan Peets, second generation
good
NRL player.
Good player.
Yeah, very good. Tough. There's a toughness to him and a competitiveness to him, but he's still learning from a bloke like Cameron Smith. Incredible, isn't it? Time now for this.
Weekend with a sports update, here's Tanya Thomas.
JB Holmes and Kyle Stanley lead after the third round of the Players Golf Championships in Florida. They're at 9 under par. Louis Oosthuizen is next at -8. Siwoo Kim -7. Emiliano Grillo and Ian Poulter are at -6. Adam Scott is leading the Aussie charge. He's at 3 under in a tie for 13th. And Jason Day shot a 1 over 72 today and sits at 1 under in a tie for 20th. Rugby league last night, and two late tries from the Gold Coast gave the Titans a 38-36 win over top of the table Melbourne at Suncorp. Storm coach Craig Bellamy was livid at what he described as his team's worst defensive effort in his 14 years at the club. He's vowed to thrash them at training and that he would give his lazy players one last chance before wielding the axe. Also at Suncorp, Manly blew a 14-0 lead to go down to Brisbane convincingly in the end, 24-14. And in the early game, the Warriors lost the unlosable when Penrith came back from 28-6 down to win 36-28 and break a five-game losing streak. Today, Newcastle play Canberra at 2 o'clock and the Roosters host Parramatta at 4. A goal in the final minute from Steve Johnson gave GWS a thrilling 102-99 win over Collingwood in the AFL game at Spotless. Jeremy Cameron contributed 6 goals, including 3 in 10 minutes. Essendon survived a late charge from Geelong to beat the Cats 110-93, and ladder leaders Adelaide gave up a 28-point lead when Melbourne kicked 9 consecutive goals, the Demons winning by 41 points, 107-66 at the Adelaide Oval. Today, Richmond play Fremantle, Sydney play North Melbourne at Etihad, and the Gold Coast and Port Adelaide play this afternoon in Shanghai. The Reds recorded their third win of the Super Rugby season, unfortunately at the expense of another Aussie team, defeating the Rebels at Amy Park 29-24. In other results, the Crusaders 20 beat the Hurricanes 12, Highlanders 17, the Bulls 10, and the Kings 35 over the Sharks 32. Super Netball and the Swifts went down to Collingwood in Melbourne 62-50. But a big game today in Canberra. The third-place Giants take on top of the table Melbourne Vixens. Rafael Nadal is through to the final of the Madrid Tennis Open after a 6-2, 6-4 win over Novak Djokovic in the semi-final. Rafa hasn't lost a match on clay this season, having clocked up 14 wins. He'll play Dominic Thiem in tonight's final after the Austrian beat Pablo Cuevas in the other semi 6-4, 6-4. Meantime, Simona Halep won the women's title. And chasing a Champions League qualification spot, Arsenal is sitting 1 point behind Liverpool in fifth spot after a 4-1 away win over Stoke in the English Premier League. Elsewhere, Manchester City 2, Leicester 1, Bournemouth 2, Burnley 1, Middlesbrough 1, Southampton 2 and Sunderland 0, Swansea 2. That game, boys, Port Adelaide versus the Gold Coast Suns in Shanghai, that's at 3:15 this afternoon.
What's that local time, 10?
1:15. Yeah,
oh,
they're 2 hours behind.
Oh, okay.
You know, there are 5,000 Australians that travelled for this match.
Wow, 5,000?
Yeah, just they're passionate, the AFL supporters.
Not much going on in Port Adelaide, though, is there?
No, no. So hopefully that becomes a successful promotion for them, although it's received a minimal coverage in the Chinese media. And the recognition of the game is close to non-existent, despite 1.4 million in the population.
Hoping to tap into some small part of the market?
Well, they're trying to tap into the population there. You know, the NFL have been trying for 10 years and are still struggling because it's soccer and basketball.
They're
the mainstream. And table tennis, the mainstream sports in China. So let's hope so. Now, despite vowing to never watch Eurovision again after Dami Im was just...
She was robbed last year, that's right. It cut
year.
You deeply,
it
Tanya, didn't it?
And I've only just gotten over it.
Yes.
I relented and kept a close eye on it this morning. So those who didn't hear it in the news, Salvador Sobral from Portugal won
the great
this year. The great Salvador.
Well,
you know what was so good about his win is that he won with no sequence, no frills or any wind machines.
What you're saying is just his
natural talent.
Singing in his voice and his
natural talent.
The song.
I know it's gone shocked the European
the
Union.
World.
Yeah, it has.
The world.
But our contestant, 17-year-old Isaiah Fabrace, he finished fourth overall after the judges' vote,
right.
And then they go to the audience, and it sort of all morphs in together, and then he dropped down to ninth. So still a top
still
10 finish.
How did Anya Nissen go? Who
20th.
We saw 20th.
Yeah, she represented Denmark. And she finished 20th. And for those who don't know what the Eurovision Song Contest is, it's described as, to the untrained eye, as an all-singing Logies Award crossed with the Brownlow Medal count.
There you go.
So that pretty
sums
much
it up.
That sums it up beautifully, I believe.
Oh, there you go. Thank
There's
you.
There's always Dan. Next year.
We'll have another Eurovision update this time next year.
We will.
Yes, thank you for that. 1353 53, the open line number. By the way, we've got two tickets to Event Cinemas to give away, too. Just
is
your standard ones.
Online?
What's that?
Is Prakash... You're hearing something about Prakash?
Funny you should mention that, Ray, because something has just come through about Event Cinemas at Parramatta and what they've been able to revolutionise popcorn distribution. Apparently after the disasters of last year with the fire, closed the cinema for a period of time, they've been able to revolutionise the way. So you can go there and buy popcorn willy-nilly. As much popcorn as you can eat at Event Cinemas at Parramatta. But we've got two tickets, courtesy of Prakash and the team. To give away to the best contribution. And right now, Bob is our leader.
Absolutely.
He's got a really good call about drug usage in horse racing.
And he nailed it.
Yes.
Horse racing to NRL.
Great sports comebacks. Well, one we'd all like to get was Nick Faldo trailing the Shark by 6 shots going into the last round of the Masters in 96 and rounding him up and winning by 5. Paul at Huskisson. Good to see Paul's SMSs are getting through now. They're not in the rejected list as they were for about 12 months.
And then the good thing about that is, or the sad thing about that is, everyone who watched that can remember where they were watching the Sharks collapse. It was like a train wreck, wasn't it?
It was just
it
a shocker.
Just
he was just
going to
win, and he didn't. 1353-53, open line number. A break, and back with more.
Sky Sports Radio presents some of the best country racing.
Stampede still in front. Life bless Audrey. I don't think we'll pick it up, will it? Stampede is in front. The post is looming. Stampede all of the way in the Wagga Gold Cup.
The Wagga Cup carnival might be over, but this Friday we're back for the testing 2500 metre marathon. Race morning at 10. Catch the tips from John Scores, followed by all the racing action from Wagga on Sky Sports Radio. No one loves soccer more than TAB. We love the big tackles, the biggest celebration, and of course we love the heart-stopping goals. And we even love the refs.
Oh, come on, ref!
Well, most of the time. Yet our love for soccer is in a league of its own, just like our great soccer offers. Check out our great end-of-season soccer offers on your TAB app at tab.com.au or at your local. TAB, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Breezy, mate, you're looking good. What have you been up to?
Just been shaking it.
Shaking it?
Man shaking it. See, Murph, you can lose the beer gut without losing all the beers.
I'll drink to that.
Buy 3 weeks worth of the Man Shake and I'll throw in an extra week for free. So buy now at themanshake.com.au.
Milos Ninkovic now has the chance to win the title for Sydney FC from 11 metres. The Johnny Warren medalist, the best player in the league this season. If this goes in, it's Sydney's crown. Ninkovic scores! Dreams have come true in Sky Blue!
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Welcome back to the program. Got callers on there wanting to have their say, Raymond. We'll get to them. Two event cinema tickets courtesy of Prakash and the team out there at Parramatta up for grabs. G'day, Doug.
G'day, mate. I want to wish my mother happy Mother's Day, Joan Andrews.
Well done, Doug.
Good on you, Dougie.
Hope she's listening, Doug.
Yeah, and I want to talk about David Peachey. Didn't he play good for Penrith this week?
Not David. Tyrone.
Tyrone Peachey,
I think he's Dave's cousin, actually. Mm. He was absolutely outstanding. He's got more speed than I thought.
Yeah. Why don't they leave him on the field? I don't know why they put him on half time. I've never seen him get on the first half.
Well, he's played so well in the centres. He's almost a victim of his own utility value, isn't he? Mm. His own versatility. So, he's a very good player, but I guess Farah in the centres, Wonga Blake, been playing okay too. It's a fair question, though, Dougie.
Yeah, and I want to. The rugby league, when Penrith won, when they had that tackle from,
Scotty Sattler?
Yeah, he tackled the other way, the Roosters player.
Skinny Burn?
The grand final. Yeah. That was a good comeback.
Oh, that was? I think they were down ever in that game. But I'll tell you what would have been. A Canberra Raiders comeback in 1989.
Oh, yes. One of the great grand
finals. Balmain led
12-0?
10-0? 12-2? Might have been 12-2.
Yeah.
Anyway,
great comebacks.
Great comeback, yeah. So there's another one we missed. So Dougie led us to that, really. Good on you, Doug. Shane is there. G'day, Shane.
Jimmy, Ray, how are you, boys?
Very well, mate.
Brian James, point decision over... over Jordan McLean last night. He's got to be in the Origin, and Nathan Peach more than matched himself against Cameron Smith. They've both got to be there in the Origin. If they're not, there's something wrong.
Well, Shane, they won't be there, but anyway.
Ryan James?
No.
Really?
No.
Won't
be
there.
Jeez. No. Well, let's just pick the same players we have for the last 24 years. Okay, look, Trbojevic, I heard Zorba going on about Trbojevic, and it was a terrible tackle, but you know what? Players are taken out mid-air every week. It's as common as playing the ball without putting your foot on the ball. It happens there. And you know what? The refs, there was an exact, almost carbon copy of it. Isaiah Yeo got taken out in the Penrith game, almost exactly the same. The refs didn't even look at it because he landed softly. He didn't land on an angle. They didn't, mate, it's one of the rules of the game where they've just let go. And they might clamp down on it for another month, but they'll let it go again. It happens. Fullbacks, they've got the most dangerous job in the game, because every time they go up, they're taken out mid-air. Yeah. Even if you're only a couple, half, 6 inches off the field, you're taken out. And the refs let this rule go for some unknown reason.
Well, they will look at it closely, and I agree with what Zorba said. Need to make a decision and make it quickly. Thank you, Shane. We're going to go to an ad break. After the ad break, Scotty Foster, and then we'll try and get some more calls in.
Harvey Norman's massive clearance outlet is open 7 days. It's the only one in Sydney, and it's at Mascot. Full of manufacturer's seconds, ex-display stock, scratch and dent, factory refurbished units, and end-of-line run-out models. It's all cheap, 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 and price to clear. Fridges, washers, TVs, computers, furniture, bedding and flooring, and lots, 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 lots more, lots more. Harvey Norman's clearance outlet, Gardeners Road, Mascot.
Pressure. It's something that most of us don't like being under. In fact, it often causes confusion and mistakes. As a professional footballer, it's something I've had to get used to. Yet, people think it's okay to put heaps of pressure on kids to perform when they're playing their sport. It might seem harmless enough, but constantly calling out instructions from the sidelines and telling kids what to do can be a real downer. I'm Nick Del Santo, and it's time to let kids be kids and enjoy their sport. Google Play by the Rules to find out more.
South Wales State of Origin jumper, Paul Gallen, and he's going to out a goal
listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Parramatta asked, Jimmy, what was Parramatta CEO Bernie Gurr's answer to your question regarding putting the Eels' Indigenous jersey into their merchandise shop? There wasn't one, Parramatta.
Just to wait. But I tell you what, I know you got me on Twitter with that. As soon as I get an answer from Bernie Gurr, who I know listens to the program, as soon as I get an answer, I'll get it out there in the Twitterverse. Time to speak to Scotty. Oh, Scotty's at the in-laws. Hello, Scotty.
Good morning, boys. Yes, happy Mother's Day to all the mums out there. I hope they all get support because obviously all mums deserve the very best, especially on a day like today.
Well, it sounds, Scotty. Sounds like the mother-in-law is within earshot.
She'd be listening in the other room, I reckon.
Well, you got some brownie points there, Scotty. Very well done.
Yeah, right. Tell us about this VE Series 2 Commodore sedan.
Yeah, this is a great car. It's on sale for the listeners today. It's very special for a special day. It's the Series 2 VE. It's fitted with one of the best sports body kits you'll see. It has a sensational set of alloy wheels to really set the car off, and it will definitely turn some heads. It looks that good. It also has sports suspension, a sports exhaust system to go with the normal mod cons like air conditioning, power steering, ABS brakes, airbags, traction control and cruise control. This car has only just come into stock, so there's no pictures on the website, but you can still see the car details there, and you'll see just how cheap we're advertising this car today for Sky Sports listeners. It's on our website for $11,990, but today we're selling it for just $8,990 to anyone who mentions Sky Sports Radio. The Dead Set Steel, it's an advertising ploy by us to see if it's working, boys. The website's www.fosterscualitycars.com.au or call now on 963750024 because this is a very cheap car.
Let's hope it is working.
Geez, you put us under the pump here, Scotty.
I hope it is. Hey, Scotty, if someone is listening and
yes.
comes to see you or contacts you but may need some help with some finance, you're the man for the job again.
Yeah, we can do that. You don't need to worry if you need finance for this car or any of our cars. We've got great finance packages available. Even if you've had credit issues in the past, we can help. If you've got paid or unpaid defaults, if you're on a pension, you're new to Australia or on a student visa, we can help. If you're on sickness benefits and you're starting a new business and need a work vehicle, even Uber drivers, we can help. Go to our website, www.fosterscualitycars.com.au or call 963750024 and let us get you driving a car now.
Mm. All right, well, you're out at Ringrose today. 3 games of footy, including the Intrust Super Premiership game. This is going to be a good one. Wente up against Illawarra, and you're both there on 8 points.
The winner of that will move up into fifth and sort of keep away from that bottom half of the table or the draw. But we had a big day at Ringrose. We've got 3 big games. We're playing St Mary's in the Sydney Shield. That's, I think, second versus third. And then followed by us also playing St Mary's, and that's the top of the table clash. We're all on, I think, 14 points. So the winner of that will kick off as well and hit the lead. So, boys, it's going to be 3 great games. We're looking forward to a great game. A great day and some great footy. And if anyone gets down there, they can see the footy and then shout Mum a great dinner at Winning Leagues afterwards for Mother's Day. And we've got all the players going back there as well after the games today, so they'll all be in the club as well. So a great day to get out there and meet them all.
Fantastic. Good work, Scotty. Well done. Mother-in-law will be impressed. You'll be in the good books there. If you want to check it out online, do it. fosterscualitycars.com.au or give them a call. 963750024. Good on you, Scotty. We'll speak next week.
All right, boys, and happy Mother's Day to Robin, my mum.
Well done, mate. Well said, Scotty. Good job. Remember, coming up on Racing HQ, Dubbo Preview with Mick Wallace, Chasing and Pacing Rewind with Freddie Hastings and Jess Moran. And, of course, remember, tune in to the boys tomorrow, the Big Sports Breakfast live from 5:30. I think we can squeeze another call
Absolutely.
In very quickly. Yeah. Hello, Tony.
How you going, Jimmy and Ray?
Good morning, Tony.
Hey, great show, mate.
Thanks, good on
Tony.
Your time.
Thanks,
yeah, first time caller, long time listener. I enjoy it every Sunday morning.
Oh, terrific. Hope you ring back again, Tony.
Oh, we'll do that, mate. No worries. About the Thursday night, the National Anthem, mate.
Yes.
Yeah, done in an Indigenous song, and and then in English. What do you think?
I tell you what, I must admit I missed it on Thursday, but I love the New Zealand national anthem that's bilingual.
Yeah. She was terrific, mate, that young girl.
Well, I would be a supporter of that, Tony, if that was to be our national anthem. It's not like our national anthem's the greatest anthem of all time either.
The Indigenous round's worked, Tim. It's worked sensational.
It's been brilliant. Good on you, Tony. Appreciate that. You're getting late, boys. I'm looking forward to my Adrian.